Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Well, well, well. The NBA draft took place last week, and it's officially trade, free agency, and summer league season around the NBA. And we're going to get into some of the picks, the player movement, and obviously the outfits with Yahoo Sports Canada's Iman Adan on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles and Jack Up Man Boosties.
Oh, look at the Broadway vibe. I was going Kermit this time.
I was trying to go like church, Catholic church.
Oh, you know? Oh, like Latin.
And also with your spirit. Spirits.
Yes.
3-on-1. Davis. Love. LeBron.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, Showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Well, Iman Adan, thank you so much for joining this fantastic singing podcast. But I guess we'll talk about basketball. You're the co-host of the Dishes and Dimes podcast and also the Yahoo Sports Canada podcast. Thank you for classing this podcast up by even joining us. But yeah, how are you doing? Where are you at? Where are you coming to us from? What's the vibes?
I'm in Toronto, as you guys have been pronouncing it correct.
Toronto.
We like that.
And no one says the six, right? Except for Drake.
Yeah.
I feel like when I said that, other native Torontonians were like, nobody said that.
Yeah, Torontonians. Removing the chief from that one too. No. Like the six. I mean, if you were maybe born like in 2000, sure.
Oh, okay. I like that.
But yeah, no. Shots fired. That's what us old people call it.
Mm.
That was the slang for Toronto back then.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't not refer to it as the six. It's to call it my generation, but I'm just too.
What can I say? I was born after 9/11. Yeah.
What can I say? I don't even know what you're referring to. How was your draft experience as somebody who, you know, same city as the team that will ultimately be bringing the bearer of the Luke of the evening into your city? What'd you think of, like, when you saw that Grady Dick was still available when the Raptors came up, was every fiber of your being just being like, please?
It was the complete opposite. So here's the thing, like, the suit was a lot. You know what it is? I would have loved the suit if it didn't have the turtleneck underneath. Mm-hmm. Like that was it to me. It was like, tone it down a little bit. But no, like, I've spent so much time just digging into this NBA draft because it's very rare that the Raptors have a lottery pick, and now it's the second one in like a decade that they've had. And so it was just exciting to go through all of the names. And then you're, you know, team picks 13th and you still have all the guys, the Kobe Bufkins, the Cam Whitmores, all of these names that you've been digging into. And Grady Dick, the team needs shooting. Desperately needed shooting. But I was like, so it's fit. And I was like, not him. Just because of like, it was a lot. And I've never been more wrong about something in my entire life. Like, uh-huh. 2 minutes later, I'm like, oh, wait, he's actually the best pick ever. I'm sorry. He's the best rookie ever. So sorry to, you know, Vince Carter, Scotty Barnes. Like, I found my favorite rookie as a Toronto Raptor. But, yeah, no. Damon Stoudemire, yes, yes.
Let's go back into the Wayback Machine for the elderly folks.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when he was drafted the same year I was born.
Is that 96?
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, the fit's great.
I have a theory on the turtleneck of it all, which is that Grady Dick has a 6'2 person's body, but his neck is 3 feet long. And so In order to like kind of hide and draw attention away from that, we got the turtleneck. And just maybe the bejeweled suit in general could have been the thing. I think he's still great. I just, when I saw a picture of him without it, I was like, whoa, that
who's
is
this normal guy?
A lot of neck.
A lot of neck.
Got a lot of neck.
He was also going to pair it with the pants too. I don't know if you guys know this, but the pants just did not fit. So he had to wear just black regular dress
pants.
That's
what happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you've done your research.
No, I was going to say, I did have that. His suit did pose the question, we're going to show restraint there?
Right.
Like,
right. You're
like, oh, but
hold on, you got
pants?
A sequin turtleneck, but slacks on?
Which happened so itchy. And it was June, and it's got to be really hot. I don't know. It was a lot.
I love it in the sense that, like, in the beginning, it was like, what's the nicest suit I can wear kind of thing. And now we're like fully entering this like drip swag era of just like doing whatever you want to do. And it doesn't matter what anybody else's perception. And I just love that he had this whole backstory. He's like, well, you know, I'm not in Kansas anymore. You know, doing a little
like
Wizard
Rudy
of Oz
slippers,
thing.
Dorothy.
Yeah. Like I'm Dorothy out here with it. But yeah, I think it was also because as our producer Jabari was like also brought up, it reminded us of BJ from Righteous Gemstones.
That too. Was my very first thought. When I saw it, I was like, who is this BJ looking person? I forgot the draft was happening tonight. And people were tweeting that out. And
yeah,
I mean, other people were comparing it to like a figure skating outfit, but I thought he was giving BJ the whole time.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It just shows a tremendous amount of character, confidence to be wearing something that like bit forward, like at a time when there are so many eyes on you and it can go so horribly wrong. Like you have to just be so comfortable in your own skin to do that. To
your
just
name
totally.
Is Grady Dick. So you know you're memeable already.
Yes.
Like, the second you walk on that court, you know you're memeable. And I'm just saying, like, ruby slippers, why weren't your shoes just red and sequenced? Like,
I know.
They're different.
Just
pathways.
Go all in.
You know what? I love it now. He just seems like a lot of fun, and I kind of wish that we had the pants to go along with it.
Yeah, because I think once I started, like, people started posting like compilations of his TikTok posts. I was like, if I thought I couldn't like him more for his histrionic outfit, I'm like, this kid just loves, like, he's goofy and he loves dancing. I mean, he's not a bad dancer, but he's not the best dancer. But, like, you can just tell he's like, I'm living my truth at all times. And I love to do backflips off of stuff.
Yes. All right. So we did mention Grady Dick, not the only person bringing
drafted.
So, in case people are here for draft analysis.
Oh, right.
I will just say, last year, I followed draft analysis pretty closely. And I remember the one thing I took away was that, like, Keegan Murray was a real questionable pick. Like, the only, like, big thing, consensus thing was people being like, what were they thinking, taking him where they did? And Benedict Mathurin, like, also somewhat questionable. And they were two of the best rookies, like, two of the best values, it turns out. I just really feel like you're wasting the limited amount of attention that you can give to the NBA by like paying too much attention to what people say coming into the league, because nobody knows anything. Like at this point, people really don't know, other than they seem to have a sense that this Victor Wembanyama guy is going to be good.
I mean, but, or was he? We'll get to that questionable video.
Yes. But so the one thing that I do like to take away from the draft is just the fashion has really been taking leaps and bounds forward. Obviously with Grady Dick, I thought Wembanyama's suit was actually cool.
Like, it felt French. It felt like couture.
It felt couture and French, and in a way that was subtle enough that it wasn't. Yeah, he pulled it off because it had a little tie up front, like the jacket had a little tie.
And like the sort of, I wish I knew, lapels, the way the lapels were. See, I'm like not very fashion literate, but I'm like, I like that. It looked like it was very, again, it was like, it was one of those minimalistic suits. But when you look close, you're like, oh, there's a lot going on. Okay, I see you, Wemby.
Also, I'm seeing this picture of him with everybody else who was drafted, and he is so tall. I don't know if people have mentioned this. He's really tall, Wembanyama.
Yeah,
and he can
make
shots from all over the court, which is pretty cool.
What did you think of Scoot's suit?
Scoot's suit was cool. I think that because it was like a lot, it looked like, you know, a couple necklaces had been exploded onto the suit. And then he also had a lot of necklaces around his neck. So it might have just been too much necklaces vibes coming at me.
Yeah, I don't know. Iman, what was your thoughts on Scoot's very shiny, jewelry suit?
I loved it. It looked like you could hurt somebody.
Yes.
Like, oh, right. Just, like with an errant arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the more dangerous your suit is, like go for it. It's fun.
So have spikes on it next year. Yeah.
I think the only one that really I didn't like was Keontae George with the, it was like a very tight suit. Very tight around the thighs, and then had a bootcut flare at the bottom.
Yeah,
a real risk with the with the pattern. The pattern kind of evoked a hotel carpet.
I like that we're all in on sequins, and then we're like, this pattern was a bit of a risk for me.
It just didn't work. Yeah, I think the combination of pattern with how tight it was didn't work for me.
Right. I mean, it's not as attention seeking. I guess that's maybe what it is. It's like, if you're going to go all in, go the Scoot or Grady level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like restraint and then boot
drown.
Cut. Yeah.
There
exactly.
It is.
And this is a bit of a drown for me. But hey, what do I know? I barely knew how to say the word lapel until 3 seconds ago. So
I was disappointed with, usually I look to NBA sports editors for my fashion advice, and they were giving his suit an F- over on Dig with the one sentence, "What in the hell was this?" for Grady Dick.
Right.
I believe it was iconic is what it was. Maybe stick to writing about basketball over there. Dig.
Stop talking about fashion. Stay in your lane. I mean, maybe I think we'll see some Halloween costumes of people doing Grady Dick.
Because absolutely.
Trauma, you're failing if you're not pulling that out.
Oh, yeah. Like, that better be the costume that we see in Toronto, is everybody wearing a sequins turtleneck, at least, you know.
September and October is Grady Dick season in Toronto. We've got October Halloween, September's Frosh Week, and I just imagine every college kid is going to start with a Grady Dick jersey just because Dick and number one on the back just feels very much like I'm 19 and starting college right now.
Right.
Yeah.
September and October, that's his season here.
What's everyone's feelings about this draft class? Because, you know, Super Producer Jabari's like, I really like this class. And for me, I'm like looking at them. And for me, as like an older, you know, what, a geriatric millennial, I think is the word. I'm like, this feels like the draft, like when TikTok came to town. And I love it. Like, there's just something, I don't know. Everyone feels very much like they're doing their own thing rather than maybe copying something else.
I finally feel seen as a member of this same generation. But Iman, how about you?
It's fun. I'm always excited about the draft. You could probably ask me that about every draft class, even the most like horrendous ones. And I'm like, it's great. I'm having a ton of fun with these kids coming into the league.
Yeah. So positive. So positive. We need more of that.
The season was bad, so I need some.
And look what you got.
I'm a Raptor fan. I need some hope.
Yeah, but you got some excitement in the form of Grady. Gotta say.
Oh, yeah.
Wembanyama, you know, he's saying all the right things, like couldn't have better role models pictured with, you know, some of the greats in Spurs history. But then we saw him on the court. Brichter Wemben Nabra, I think is what we're calling this.
Nailed it.
So this was funny because they invented something, like the internet invented something called a debut shooting series. They were like, he came to his big debut shooting series, which is not a thing that anyone has ever had. He put on his uniform and was like shooting around on the Spurs court. And people were like, tried to make it into like, this is a thing that NBA stars do, is like they have their debut shooting series and everybody watches and like judges based on that. And this one headline caught my attention. Wembanyama's catastrophic shooting series in his debut with the Spurs missed almost everyone. That's courtesy of Marca.com.
That's okay. So this is what, first of all, has anyone done an open, like a debut shoot? This is the first of anything we've heard of this, right?
Right.
Okay. So this is my, these are my theories. In Europe, when you have a high profile signing of a footballer, soccer player, you usually parade them out in the arena, all the fans get to see, and you start juggling the ball and just kind of showing people like kind of your skills. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times people will make like a meal out of somebody flubbing themselves trying to keep a ball up and be like, oh, he went in front of the all the fans and couldn't do it. Yikes. So it's like, it feels like there's a very like sort of European soccer sort of lens that they're looking at this like event through. And also Marca is a Spanish outlet. So I have a feeling they're just sending some shade the French's way by being like, oh, no, I'm surprised they didn't do like Sacre Bleu, catastrophic Wemby debut.
It's a Marc Gasol propaganda network where they're like, you call that a center? I'll show you a seriously. Center.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's funny though to see how many people were like sort of having fun with that clip, but also sort of confused and like, what is he doing? Like, and who are these people? He's shooting in front of, and all they would do is clap when he dunked the ball. It was kind of funny. They're like,
because those were the only ones he made, Miles. I'm just saying we've seen the future. It's built out of bricks. It's just saying, Spurs fans, you should be, maybe this will be like the only thing you know how like every great NBA player has to be like, they said I could never do it, I had my doubters. Like he might need to like put this on the bulletin board.
Underdog Victor?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Underdog Victor Wembanyama.
San Antonio, great dick, great shooter. We could do a one-for-one swap.
Yeah. I think, was it like...
in the way.
Was it like Amir Blumenfeld tweeted something like that? He's like, what did he put? Note, once the Spurs officially sign Wemby, they cannot trade him for 30 days.
Right.
Yeah. Like, come on. We'll see. I mean, look, I think everybody would take him. What else about the draft? I mean, what do you think? What do we think about the picks? Any surprises? Brandon Miller at the 2, Scoot the 3.
I mean, that seemed to be what people were saying was going to happen. And yeah. Scoot, I think a lot of people are predicting Scoot is going to make Charlotte pay or sad for what they did to him. But we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's they also like Jaden Ivey was like the one that everyone was like, I can't believe they like didn't. And, you know. It's nobody knows anything. We'll see this year.
But they already have odds out for the 2024 draft. And I'm like, what?
What? They're
like, LeBron James Jr. is expected to go 17th to the Atlanta Hawks. And I'm like, what? What are we talking about? What are we
based
doing?
Based on what?
I don't know. Like, why have we decided that Atlanta gets a 17th pick? Why have we decided any of this?
Right. Well, people need stuff to bet on. How are you, putting on your basketball fan hat, how are you looking at Grady Dick's arrival? Are you hopeful? Like, what are your expectations? I mean, obviously he had a, you know, great time at Kansas, but how are you, aside from the fantastic outfits he's going to walk into the arena with, what's your next thing you're expecting from him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Raptors, and Raptor fans specifically, have just had the worst year. Like, the vibes have never been more off. Of course, that sort of capped off with changing the coach because the vibes were so bad. And I've never seen a complete 180 before a single game is played. And it's just because everyone seems to really love Grady Dick. And like, I love him. I think he's great. The TikToks are a lot of fun. We're having fun with it, but like, I mean, what is he going to be at most? What, the 9th, 10th guy in the rotation? And hopefully come in and make some shots.
But what a ninth, tenth guy, you know?
Yeah. The best in the league. If you're looking at how the vibes have shifted, it's a complete 180 overnight where everyone's just really excited for him.
Yeah. I think that is a testament to, like, it just shows how much, like, as a fan base, like, we really want to move forward. And you just need this, like, sequined angel to come down from Kansas. And you're like, yes, everything's okay. We'll see what happens.
I have to say, it's probably, like, has something to do with a little bit of a Canadian inferiority complex where we're like Bleacher Report is talking about the 13th pick so much. And like ESPN keeps covering Grady Dick's outfit. And I just feel like people are in desperate need of some attention from those major outlets. Or it's like, right. Okay.
They drafted him because of the suit. They were like, we need some drip up here. He's been trending big on social right now.
Right.
Let's grab him. Snap it up. Oh man, you saying that like the Raptors like vibes were bad. I'm just like picturing Nick Nurse leaving there and being like, wow, those were really bad vibes. No other team can compete with how bad those vibes were. And joining the team that I pull for, the 76ers, and just everybody in the organization being like, oh Nicholas.
Welcome to
Nursey,
Vibes.
Welcome
to Vibeville.
Yeah.
All right. Taking a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right.
Let's talk about some free agency, some unrestricted free agency, some trades that have already gone down.
Yeah.
Other excitement. We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
And we're back.
We're back.
And free agency officially begins Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Set your clocks. But we've got plenty of rumors swirling around already. But we've also had some big moves.
Yeah.
Porzingis, now a Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned on my other show, on our other show, that Prigozhin, yes. The Russian... hot
the
dog
mercenary leader
who almost overthrew Putin. I thought Porzingis was trending all day Saturday. I was like, what is happening? Like, they are really, these Celtics fans are really up in arms about this.
A lot
trade.
Of Celtics fans in Russia.
But it's interesting. It just like feels so they traded away the Celtics traded away Marcus Smart. They're bringing in Porzingis. The second I saw it, I was like, okay, my gut is that doesn't feel like a Celtics trade. It doesn't feel like they got the better of that And I was like, but I know better. I know that Brad Stevens is super smart. So this is going to eventually start making sense to me, and I'm going to start being more terrified of the Celtics. And sure enough, Porzingis had his best offensive season last season. I thought he was like on the down slope of his career. Right. He was really efficient and played some of his best defense last season with the Wizards. So they're adding that, and it did seem to me that like there was just something with, again, like the energy of that team and having Marcus Smart be like the alpha on the team. I don't know if like removing the alpha necessarily solves your problems, or maybe it does. I have no idea, but it's definitely an interesting move that's like not in line with like how they've seemed to operate over the past like 5 years. How are you guys feeling about it? Does this make you more afraid of the Celtics, less afraid?
I did the same thing. I was like, Porzingis? And then I started like reading some more like analysis, and I'm like, oh, right. This could be something very interesting. Cause yeah, it feels like they're adding a different dimension to their offense that maybe wasn't there initially. And I'm like, oh, okay, I can see how this all comes together. So I don't know. For me as a Laker fan, I'm gonna go ahead and say, I'm not worried at all. And then privately in text, I will probably text you in the middle of night, Jack, said I had another Porzingis nightmare.
They also like got first round picks in the deal, which it just always seems to happen. Like it's like, oh, that's a pretty even trade. Oh, and they also got a bunch of like picks. The Celtics always just get picks, like right. Somehow. They just always win the trade.
I don't know that I love the deal for them. It's to me. I get the idea of bringing in Porzingis. I've been sort of banging the drum that Al Horford is aging and we cannot keep talking about the Celtics team as though they're the same of years past. Like, I did not have them making the finals this year. Have been very down on them. I thought the Sixers would probably take them out very close, but, you know, can never bet on Philadelphia.
Oh, Toronto. Oh, I love Toronto just has it.
I was banging the drum of Philadelphia, and then as soon as Embiid got hurt, I'm like, fine, Celtics in seven. And it happened, and then I picked Miami over them. And my whole thing this entire time has been, I don't think people recognize how important Al Horford was for them. Like, on the defensive end, how important he was, and you just watch him guarding in space. And it's a problem. It's not something that he can do as well as he's done in years past because he's aging. And also that three-point shot completely disappeared. I don't know if people know this, but when they made the finals, like, I don't know if, like, people are talking about this as much. When they made the finals, Al Horford was shooting a 48% from three on like four or five attempts a game. He was absolutely lights out and unstoppable in every series. He was averaging like 19 points in a series or something crazy like that. Like, he was just so integral to what they did, and they don't have that. And like, the Celtics philosophy right now, I guess, is just, we're going to shoot more threes than everybody else. And so Kristaps Porzingis comes in and he can space the floor. So like, and he sort of, you don't need to rely on Al Horford for as many minutes as, you know, regularly. And Rob Williams is always hurt. So you just have another center there. So I get wanting Porzingis. I do not get not having Marcus Smart. Like, to me, that's the part where it just, like, they lose me entirely because they already have no playmaking. And they just got rid of their only real point guard, who's, like, not even a point guard, really. Kind of a combo in that way. But he's still their best playmaker. And so it's like, okay, you guys have all these shooters, but who's going to pass the ball to everybody else? And like, who's your finishers? Like, who gets downhill on this team consistently enough? And I don't know. So I'm confused by them. Laker fans, don't be worried. You'll be fine.
If this was the 76ers, I would say, wait, so you're trying to solve the problem with like the toughness of your stars. Because like, that seems to have been a thing, is that like your best players were not like quite as tough and like consistent and alpha as like you wanted them to be in this past postseason. And you're trying to solve that by just like getting rid of your toughest player, like to your like mentally toughest player, because by comparison, he just made that like they were relying on him too much. That seems like a disaster. But Brad Stevens, I feel like he knows something I don't, and rooting against the Celtics in every game that they've played over the past decade, I've been taught that it's never as simple as it seems.
Right.
But Marcus Smart for Memphis is amazing. What an addition. Yeah.
I mean, we were all worried what they would do without Dylan Brooks. You know,
he seems to be like what Dylan Brooks wanted to be, right?
Right. You know, like, exactly. Right.
Yeah. And he, you know, gives them some toughness, gives them an identity. I think he's going to be great there. Like, he is a terrifying person to be playing against because he's so tough on D. He's got that just getting your best player's head type energy. And he's just I feel like he was kind of underrated because he was on the Celtics and like there were questions of fit. But with Memphis, I feel like he could be really good for them.
Now that he's off the Celtics, I can like love him freely without being embarrassed.
Yeah. We're all like, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. He's so great. He's actually one of my favorite players. And then, yeah, like, actually, you know, it turns out.
I'll like delete all of my old Marcus Smart tweets.
I'm like, yeah. I already got my Marcus Smart Memphis jersey. So it's all fantastic. And then CP3. Moving on down to the Golden State Warriors. And then Jordan Poole getting juices chucked at him.
So CP3 on Golden State is very interesting. I have no idea how that's going to work out. It really seems like they were mainly trying to get out of the Poole contract. Like, I feel like that was a bigger part of it than people are like acknowledging narratively, but they were just like, oh, right. We've made a terrible mistake and got out of that. And they're bringing in CP3 and it's not that much of a risk, I guess, because it's like 1 year, but I guess every year is a pretty big risk because your best players are aging. But I don't know. It'll be interesting. Like all of these trades have made the league extremely interesting.
Right. Well, I think the other question is like, how does, you know, Chris Paul, like, is he going to embrace, you know, coming off the bench, being more of like seen as a backup, or where's his head going to be at? Will he move into that? Will he be more adamant about like where he is in the lineup?
I don't know. I could see it like them trying different things out, but yeah, a lot of people seem to be like, well, oh, he would never accept like a backup role, but I feel like he's been pretty flexible. Like, he's never been like asked to be a role player off the bench or anything. And I don't think that's necessarily what they're going to ask him to do. I think he'll frequently have the ball in his hands whenever he's in the game, but I think just scaled back minutes and, you know, a little more movement but I think it'll work better than a lot of skeptics seem to be suggesting.
I think that, like, for one, it's just hilarious watching Warriors fans have to root for Chris Paul. Like, I think that part is just really fun.
Right.
And I'm really excited about
He's yours now, yeah.
But beyond that, I think that, like, you don't have to have Draymond Green initiate the offense. You can now have Chris Paul initiate the offense.
Yeah,
and if I'm the other team and I have to now guard a Chris Paul, let's say Kevon Looney or Draymond Green pick and roll, so I'm focused on that because that's still the best pick and roll guard, even if he's aged. And then you have Steph off ball. And like, we know what Steph off ball is, but you've got to focus on Chris Paul and his pick and roll and Steph off ball. And then you have Clay and Wiggins spotting up. Like, to me, that's just like the options and what defenders have to do. I think it could be really exciting, but I also think there's really big potential for disaster. And sure. I love that as well.
But it's a really good point about Steph off ball. Like, the best off ball player in our lifetime, maybe of all time, has never really had a point guard, like a traditional point guard that he's played with. So
Draymond can screen for him. Like, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, if he's there, I mean, I think, I don't know if we were, I mean, if just to talk about Draymond too, there's all kinds of talk about him. The last thing I read, the rumor was Damian Lillard shut a restaurant down just to have dinner with Draymond to talk in Portland, because we all know that, you know, he's got his eyes on reuniting with Jeremy Grant and then also having Draymond on the team. So that's also another thing. You're like, well, is he staying or what you know, what happens there?
No, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, Dame shut down a restaurant to have dinner with me before. That's not that big a deal.
What'd you guys talk about?
Oh, what didn't we talk
signing
about?
Signing for the Blazers, obviously.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's a good transition to unrestricted free agency. So Harden's on a player option. People now seem to think, as we mentioned last week, most likely to sign in Philly. Kyrie is an unrestricted free agent, seems most likely to re-sign in Dallas. But, you know, is there another team that makes sense for Kyrie at this stage? Miles, as a Lakers fan, are you signing for this? No?
No, okay. I'm not. Moving
Raptors?
On.
Raptors? What do you think?
Raptors?
Oh, no. Wait, Kyrie? No. Don't have the money, but no.
No, right. I mean, yeah, where do you even see a team that makes sense for him?
At this point? I don't know.
Like,
Go there, because they're trying to go after Fred VanVleet, and I'm going to be honest, my whole summer is going to be ruined. I can't even celebrate Grady Dick.
Yeah.
We can't bring back our free agents, so please go after Kyrie. Have fun.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're definitely interested.
They are in every conversation. If we're talking about an unrestricted free agent, you can assume that Houston has shown interest and has announced that they're in the conversation.
Oh, yeah. I feel like agents will probably even tell that, even if there's not. They're like, well, you know, Houston's knocking around, too. Right. And they're like, no, they're not. Like, I mean, they could be. They're like, yeah, you're right.
That's
they could be.
Yeah. Chris Middleton declined a $41 million player option to hit the market at 31. So that's bold. But I feel like people are expecting him to be back in Milwaukee. Draymond, his name has been, you know, the Pistons, the Kings. The Kings is funny because it does feel like anytime you have a huge impact in a series in which you defeat a team in the playoffs, that team will overrate you for the rest of like their natural existence and your time in the league. Not saying he's overrated, but like it just... I've always noticed that with, like, you know, Doc Rivers tended to do that a lot. But yeah, also the Blazers, maybe. Everyone's interested, which why wouldn't you be? But we'll see. Fred VanVleet, the Rockets, reportedly interested in bringing in. I would love him. I think everybody's like, oh, Fred VanVleet is an option.
Except for Raptor fans.
That could happen. Raptor fans are not.
There's a large segment of the fan base that isn't understandable considering the year that they just had, but like, I'm not a part of that group. Bring him back.
What's the complaint? Defensively,
he slipped. I mean, like, but he is legitimately, like, you know, was in the running for a third or second team all defensive team last year, not this past year, but the year before that. He is a good defender, but he's small. Yeah. And the Raptors just, they don't have enough finishing. He's also more of a combo guard than he is a point guard. And there's just a lot of fights about should he be on ball, should he be off ball. But I think the biggest thing is just his size that seemed to get on people's nerves. And unfortunately, he's, you know, 29. He's not about to grow. We're not going to see like a growth spurt out of him.
Mm. You never know.
I mean, also, look, 6'1" isn't anything to laugh at. I'll say it. Just, you know.
It's true.
It's a fine, like, it's a fine height. It's a fine height, I'd say. You
know. Is he 6'1"? Is the question.
That is the question.
hey. Don't make him take his shoes off, okay?
I walked by Tyus Edney one time, and he was listed as, I think, 6 feet tall. And
Tyus Edney is 5'7".
Yes, he's a small.
I remember when I like went to like a meet and greet with those UCLA players, and I was like disappointed as a kid even.
Yeah, he seemed like a kid, like when you walked by. He's one of the youngest looking people and also much smaller in person than you would think, which a testament to his game, you know.
Yeah, completely.
So I don't know, any other free agency potential restricted free agency that has caught your attention, who you guys are kind of keeping an eye on?
I mean, I just wanted to see not the unrestricted free agency side of it, but just the where Damian Lillard goes, just to see what the knock-on effect is of that.
Yeah,
because I think that seems to be the one that will initiate, be the catalyst for a lot of other stuff. But no, other than that, I'm just in a state of suspended animation waiting for Wembanyama to call me up and maybe hang out or something. But no,
right,
he has also beautiful nails
for you as well.
Yeah. I was gonna say, we forgot to say, he has beautiful nails.
Wembanyama,
yeah, he's got like really long nail beds.
Yeah, that picture of him holding the baseball, amazing. I remember my first thing was like, my goodness, his cuticles look fantastic.
That was my very first thought there. Yeah.
Yeah. It
was, what a
like, and I was joking. I was like, oh my God, wow. But yeah, his nails are beautiful. So, Victor, please let us know. But yeah, like, Iman, what about you? What any kind of wild predictions for a free agency or anything else you see?
Yeah, I can't even pretend that I care about other teams when the Raptors can just break right in front of my face. But I would kind of like to see other teams break. So like if Brooke Lopez just is like, yeah, I'm 40 years old. I don't know how old he is. It's my last contract. Houston wants to give me $1 trillion. Let me go. That would be fun.
He's 35, like, you know, to be fair. He's 35, to be fair.
I apologize. 35-year-old That seems Brooke
so
Lopez.
Old to us, Miles. That's yeah. so 35. yeah, might as well be.
You're doing that one to me? I was about to get mad when you're talking about Al Horford aging. I'm like, I'm Al Horford's age. I'm older than Al Horford. No, it's fine. I just think he can't guard
in space. I mean, he's still a young pup in life. But yeah. Honestly, as a Raptor fan, I'm just anxiously waiting for the team to come back and us figuring out what we're going to do. And then for everybody else, I'm like, yeah, have fun. But yeah, Brooke Lopez going to Houston would just be fun just because, like, I feel like he would go crazy with those kids. And I like chaos. I root for maximum chaos as long as it's not my team.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, the Schadenfreude technique. You're like, yeah, I'd like to see the other things be in disarray. Of course. I get that.
Well, speaking of maximum chaos, Miles, I think mm-hmm. it's time to take a break and come back and have the most chaotic, the fastest segment in podcasting history that is about the NBA. Mm-hmm. So we're coming back with the rapid fire segment. We will be right back. Everybody, hold on to your butts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
And we're back.
We're back. Crack your knuckles, folks.
Yeah.
Let's get ready.
Oh, yeah.
Imanadon, well. You have found yourself.
Miles is catchphrase. What?
I actually can't be here. Yeah, I got to go. It's been great with everybody. Well,
that would be the fastest rapid fire segment ever.
Yeah. This will be the fastest rapid fire segment ever because we are going to be conscious also of our guest time. But you have found yourself in the rapid fire round of questions. Okay. Now we're going to ask you a question. Don't think too much. Just react. Just chest pass it right back to us. Don't expand upon your answers because we like to keep the segment flying. And if suddenly we start talking too much or you start talking too much, it's going to be on you to keep the segment going. Okay.
Right.
Please, please keep this segment going. Well, now's your chance.
All I do is talk.
Well, hey, So do we. So look, to in full transparency, we're not the best at keeping it going either. But for the sake of this, we will try,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Brian, start the clock.
Wow, he even cleared his throat to yell at Brian.
Had to.
You gonna go?
Would you like to go or should I go?
I'd love for you to go, Miles.
I think you did that last time. I feel like you're setting me up.
Oh, I would love it for you to go.
No, that's like when you made me eat that burger and you put all those spicy chilies in it. You said, why don't you pick a bite?
Have a bite, we'll tell you.
All right, here we go. First one up, I will go. Iman, we are going to be talking a lot about teams we want to cover in the offseason. Spurs, or obviously we want to talk about them. What's a team you're expecting things from? We've talked about, obviously, the Rockets, Portland, Magic, etc. Who else should we be keeping our eye on?
The Mavericks, that's the first team that came to mind, and now I don't think so because they seem boring, but sure.
Mavericks. Okay. Now, what is it about the Mavericks?
We were talking about Kyrie, and I'm just like, are they bringing him back? They have to. Mm-hmm. Does he want to be there? He's got to. Mm-hmm. It seems cut and dry.
Right.
Bad answer. Okay.
Marks Cubans. Love that ad.
That ad is something else. Yeah, I was like, please. I think I was actually mad that it felt like the image of his face that was burned onto the bun was like done in post and they didn't actually burn it into the piece of bread.
Yeah.
That's like my
that was
weird
everyone's
gripe about
first
that.
Response, Miles.
I was like, you didn't even singe the bread properly to have his face on? This is done in post. The heck is this? I'm sorry, Iman, you got to keep this going. We have to keep this going. Sorry.
But then I would have walked away without that tidbit. And now every time I see the commercial, it's going to be ingrained in my brain.
Look close. Yeah. They're messing around with you.
Why would they be called Mark's Cubans if my face isn't burnt onto them? I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I'm really bad at keeping it going, guys.
It's okay.
You can play any former Raptor great on next year's roster. Which former great are you adding to this mix?
Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard is good at basketball.
Kawhi Leonard, like time machine Kawhi Leonard?
2019 Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He was pretty good back then. That was a good answer.
What happened?
Or, you know what? Like, I get, like, Hakeem Olajuwon was 100 when he joined the Raptors. He might have been 35. I don't know. But,
oh, so you're going to take peak but, Hakeem. Like,
can,
I don't
know. Yeah, can judges, I like, go can we get back a, into the
can,
time?
Can we get a ruling? Do they have to have been at their peak time as a Raptor in order to
It's their
qualify?
Time as a Raptor.
Or
oh, wait,
can it
nope.
be?
Change approved. We've just heard.
Oh, so it can be Hakeem. This is a great answer.
You can time machine. Wow.
There we go.
Now, that's a new dimension to this question now.
It's everybody's forgotten since he got hurt, but Kawhi, for the first two games of the postseason, was the best player in the NBA of this postseason. It's so wild. He's still so good if he is healthy.
Are there rumors about what's going on with him and Paul George's contracts right now?
Oh, yeah. Let me change my Dallas answer to the Los Angeles Clippers.
You made it sound. I thought you were going to ask like a relationship question. Are there rumors about what's going on
are there rumors
between
about that?
Kawhi and
yeah.
Paul George?
Are they going to get those max extensions? Anyway, sorry. next question. Do you have any wish list arenas/NBA cities that you want to catch a game in?
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seems easy.
It's easy. Yeah. It's great. You can just like take the subway in to the game if you're in New York elsewhere. It's really
also,
is
it's on
an
other
experience
people's
unlike,
bucket list. So I feel like if it's on theirs, it's good enough to be on mine. Like I don't
feel
really
small.
Have one.
Yeah. I love Madison Square Garden.
Also a very musical owner of the venue as well.
One of my
I'm
favorite
getting this. I'm
musical
supposed to be
artists.
Cutting this off and getting you guys to continue. I'm really glad right. because I love this banter.
JD and the Straight Shot? Are you not familiar?
JD
oh, you
got to
check
top?
Out. It's one of my favorite bands.
One of the best New York bands. I don't know. What's your favorite musical act to come out of New York? Because I used to say
We're
Wu-Tang.
We're not getting to the next question. This is great.
I used to say Wu-Tang, but it's actually JD and the Straight Shot. So I'll just leave that there.
Mom, what are your top three basketball movies?
Ooh. Like Mike.
Like Mike?
Like Mike? Okay, with Bow Wow?
Like Mike. Mm-hmm. With Lil Bow Wow.
He's Bow Wow now. Let's respect his. He's elder. He's elder Bow Wow now.
Star making role.
I don't know. Love and Basketball. He Got Game. I don't know. Those are the first three that came to mind.
Those are great answers.
Yeah, those are good answers.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, why? Don't
what about the one
guess
where like Whoopi Goldberg is a head coach and someone gets kidnapped?
Ed?
Is that Eddie?
Ed. Yeah. Eddie. I said Ed.
Ed
and Eddie. Yeah, Ed. And I think that was a good one. Or what was that one movie where Billy Crystal is the NBA ref for the first
this
5 minutes
great.
Of the movie?
We're not getting to the
Forget
next
Paris.
I love it.
Forget Paris. Yeah. That was also, I really loved that opening because, like, those little NBA cameos, it's like, they give me life.
I'm Canadian. I can't interrupt people this much.
Okay. Thank you. I will take that as you keeping this on. So I appreciate you doing it like that. Yes. Okay. We should keep it moving. Thank you so much. I think you're going, I'm Canadian. Please don't make me interrupt people.
Painful.
Gotta ask you, best poutinerie in Toronto.
Isn't there a place called the Poutinerie? Let's go with the Poutinerie.
Okay.
Are you not a poutine fan?
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Mm. You know what I had when we did our live show in Toronto? Yeah. I had pierogies.
Oh, okay, yeah. Pierogies
those
are great.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah, we could talk and about pierogies. We don't need another question.
Yeah. And also the West Indian food, like the Caribbean food over there.
Delicious.
I love that. That's we had lunch. We had some fantastic.
It was so good.
Great stuff in Toronto.
Yeah.
I love the city of Toronto.
You guys coming back?
Some of my favorite people in the whole world.
Question number 6. Are we coming back to Toronto?
Yeah, we're definitely going back. We might just move there and make our show permanently part of that. And with that question, we brings us to the final question. Jack or Miles? I'll remind you that I was the one just saying all the nice stuff about Toronto. I'm Jack. Jack or Miles?
Giles?
Giles.
Giles. What does that mean?
Milk.
Who's that? Who's that?
It's a combination. Actually, let's go back to talking about pierogies and
all right.
Oh, Iman, I love that. Okay, that was a great diplomatic answer. We appreciate you going right down. You couldn't choose one of your favorites, but I get it. Fine. Who do you think of the two of
Giles
us?
Is also pretty fun. but of the two, if
but
you had to
two,
pick,
if
which
one,
part of Giles are you emphasizing? Are you,
I think I like pierogies more than poutine, if I really had to pick.
And
I think
we know what that means.
It's
the pierogies.
Oh, well, Iman Adan, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Where can people find you, follow you, listen to you, read you, all of that?
On Twitter, it's IMMAN_ADAN. And I mean, it's a lot of stuff. So if you really feel up to it, you could follow me on there. And also Yahoo Sports Canada. And also Dishes and Dimes is coming out with a very big episode to start a relaunch.
Okay.
There you go.
Can you tell us like what's very big? Can we tease something?
It's top secret. It's top secret, but it is an interview with someone who was once a part of the NBA family.
Okay. I like that.
And laughs like like that.
Maybe.
And maybe spend some time in prison. Or might not have. I don't know.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay,
it blows my theory out of the water. Well, thank you so much for having us. Make sure you give us a follow on Twitter. I'm at @Jack_O'Brien. Miles, where are you at?
At Miles of Gray. Check that one out. And also hit up #MadBoosties, BOOSTIES, for show links and updates and things like that. And hey, if any of you are going to be in Las Vegas next weekend, what is that, July 7th through 9th, we are going to be there at NBA Con doing a little live show. Actually, two of them on Friday and Saturday. Yeah. So come by, say what's up, and we'll high five. Take a picture or something, hug it out. All right, y'all. Thanks so much for listening to us. We'll be back next week with even more Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. Bye.
Bye.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.